Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for 100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get 100 off a cocktail maker when you spend 400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
It's a podcast.
When you're like whistle theme, yeah. I was just like tones. podcast. podcast.
Yeah. It's hard. I was thinking whistle like Mariah Carey whistle tones, but I can't do that. So
I am loving the videos that are like, as soon as Halloween's over, it's just that yeah. that whistle. Have you seen
the Lord of the Rings one?
No.
Where it's like in the mines of Moria. They're like, from the deep. It called, and it's just like her like really verby, like really echoey at the beginning.
I mean, it's about that season. Time. It's going to start. It's going to start soon. Haven't seen much Christmas stuff yet as the crow flies November 7th. So
my brother go to Aldi. It's December in there already.
Hey, I don't know if we've talked about this on the
pod. I know
pod.
You won't.
I will I do everything won't. In my power to never set foot inside Aldi as best I can. I'll pick it up. I'll make a mobile order and pick it up. But that store, Aldi's like if a grocery store was designed by somebody that has never been to one before.
I'm in Aldi twice a week, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
It feels like a movie set to me.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Oh, it's smaller. It's manageable to me. It's a manageable size. Big grocery store with a lot of people gets really overwhelming for me. Aldi, hey, there's 8 aisles. Whatever you need,
you can
whatever.
Just
if you can't find it on these 8
open,
aisles,
touch two walls. Just
make something there. Else. If yeah. you can't find it here, just cook something else.
Aldi
this is all you need right
four
here.
Times shorter, 4 times smaller and takes me twice as long to navigate as a full-size grocery store because
maybe
nothing.
Maybe you just don't got that special Aldi brain.
Yeah, dude.
Like me.
That's the maybe point. Not. Aldi's just like, maybe. Oh, you want chips? Is it on this aisle with the dried fruit?
Is it on this
aisle with the pasta? Is it over here? By the sparkling water, or is it by the frozen stuff? We have chips in all 4 places. It's not the same chips. It's different chips.
It just, is definitely like a doomsday pantry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aldi like, just is like somebody here, heard about grocery everywhere. Stores and was like, uh-huh. I can figure it out.
Well, I think once you like unlock the deep secrets of the Aldiverse, that's, I know in your heart, it was in mine. And
that's
I
exciting.
Once I just
it isn't.
Submitted to it, I know where things are. I can find things. I go in there. I'm like, oh, this is perfect because I kind of wanted to get a really crappy $4 candle while I also got some weird frozen stuff.
Love it, dude.
Aldi's
awesome.
Aldi's produce is great.
Sure is.
I like the products inside of Aldi, but the experience of going in makes me want to explode.
Where's the Wonder House? Where are y'all grocery shopping?
We split our time between Kroger and Target. It depends on what we need to get. If it's like produce and fresh stuff, we go to Kroger's.
But
if we're just nabbing some, you know, generic, we got to grab some spices.
We're all very different. So Aldi is your go-to for the Dozier House?
Aldi and Costco for us. And then if it's like a special,
we've got
specific name brand thing, we do we're very particular about the noodles that we purchase. And so noodles are from Kroger for us.
We do shop at Aldi quite a bit. We just always mobile order.
Yeah, we'll do Costco for the long-term stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
And speaking of Christmas, I mean, I have to go to Costco soon. I have no doubt that we're going to be super Christmas.
Mm. Yep.
They are the animatronic capital of American holidays.
Wow.
Mm.
I did not know
that. They're just going to have some giant Santa big doing something. They had the big werewolf that would scare you motion activated when you walk by, like 7 foot tall.
Yeah.
And then we're Whole Foods. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whole Foods.
Cool.
I
wish we had one out here. We don't have one where we live.
Yeah, there you go. It's that big wall. It's hard to get around.
Money like that.
Hard to get the food over it.
Can't get over the wall.
Can't get over the wall.
Man, all this talk of food's making me hungry.
Me too.
Well, we have to do some stuff first.
I'm Jordan. We should probably do that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Doge. Today's punchline is, he covers first based. He covers first based.
What position does the turkey play on the baseball team?
Yeah. I'll say instead of the turkey, I'll say the Pillsbury Doughboy. But
Did you hear about the turkey that plays baseball? No,
baseball team. Did you say football, Jordan?
Baseball.
Okay. I was like, wait, you said football, dude?
Golf.
Did you hear about the turkey that plays baseball? He covers first based.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Great. Good job.
Don't worry, guys. I got it. Just on himself. Just
like, what are you
it's
doing,
a weird,
man?
It's a weird joke, and I know enough about sports to know the person who covers first base is usually the first baseman. I thought there would be a shortstop joke in there. It'd be like covering second base, like what happens.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He's the first baseman.
First baseman.
First baseman.
Sure.
That's all one word, and there's dots over some of the vowels.
First base bird.
First base bird at Aldi.
That's how you say aisle in
Aldi. F-J-E-U-R-S-T. First.
First base bird.
First base bird. B-A-S-T-B-U-R-D-E.
What's your name, boy?
First base bird. Son of Army Miner.
There's a scene in like Two Towers or something. When Aragorn talks to this little scrub of a actor.
Kid. Aragorn? Yeah.
Huh? Aragorn. Son of Arathorn. Pardon me, dude. Pardon me.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's not like me. That feels weird. Oh,
ew, dude. Who's this guy?
What, who's messing up guy? A name?
Talk to that kid. I laughed out loud in theaters. In theaters, I laughed out loud. In watching one of my favorite movies of all time for the first time, that kid's just like, son of Army Miner. And I'm just like... Who's this kid? He will die for sure. That's why we're talking to him. Oh my God.
So you got a name or what?
Yeah, who's this guy?
I'm Carter.
Oh. Okay. Woof. That I'm really on drugs, contextualizes y'all. The last 10 drugs. Minutes of this podcast.
I voted for all the propositions that would let me be on what I am right now.
Which is one. You're on sick. One.
I'm on one.
He's on one. And by one, we mean NyQuil.
NyQuil?
I hope not. Right now?
I'm not on NyQuil.
DayQuil.
DayQuil.
10 minutes from now, I'm like, blah, 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 blah.
Like I'm seeing ghosts. Carter, now do you want to do your hungry transition that you were doing a second
ago? I mean, I am. I am literally hungry. I am realizing too, in taking an Excedrin, I probably should grab a bite.
You took it on an empty stum-stum?
On an empty, I'm not good. Not going to be good for me unless I get some foodies.
That's
but I got ideas.
Time.
I got ideas. I can feel it, dude. It's traveling like a luge. And I'm hungry. is what I'm trying to say. Sure. Thanksgiving is next. I know we're jumping straight into Madame Carey.
Thanksgiving
with her whistle tones.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's thinking Christmas, but I really don't. I think maybe we've talked about here. Are we Thanksgiving boys?
I prefer Thanksgiving to Christmas usually.
What?
I don't remember you ever saying
that. Since when?
The experience. So the season, the vibe overall, Christmas is better. The day, Thanksgiving is better than
not as
the
much
day,
pressure.
Christmas, not as much pressure.
Nobody's watching you open things.
Right. You're not like, oh, I hope I got on the right thing. It's just like, all we're going to do is eat something yummy. It's going to be great. There's very little expectation on that day. And watch football, my favorite thing to do. There's very little expectation on Thanksgiving. And there's a ton of expectation on the day of Christmas. Now, the vibes of the season, Thanksgiving doesn't so much have a season, doesn't so much have a vibe. Christmas does, and it's great. But the day, Thanksgiving is better.
Is our next big project, are we going to make for 2025 a Thanksgiving album? Nobody's doing this.
Just all
why aren't we writing for Thanksgiving
first?
Yeah. We can. So Mariah Carey, whistle tones, I think she's got them on lock for Christmas. We could have like some gobble tones probably.
Oh, yeah.
Just like very high turkey noises.
Dude, I'm thinking
I think if we do
singing.
That. Yeah.
Gobble tones. Sounds like a D&D band. Go ahead.
We write songs like
it does.
Turkey roasting in an open oven.
First baseman.
Why are you talking about being hungry, Carter?
Because it's almost Thanksgiving, and I think it's time to dive right back on into the ChatGPT. Mm. Now, if you've taken an Excedrin and haven't eaten yet, it might be ChatGPT today.
Oops.
But I've missed it. I texted the boyos. Jordan, our ChatGPT ambassador, our professional. Because back when we were doing Survivor, he had mentioned other things that he's done before. And sure. I figured when one is hungry, why not play games?
Good point.
We're going to simulate. We're going to simulate a Hunger Games scenario, the three of us boys, each contributing 8 competitors. We have not discussed who we've chosen, and we will do a snake draft. Carter has a way to determine our draft order. Do I need to describe the Hunger Games to you? People fight. That's it.
They die.
Fight to the death.
They fight to
fight
the death.
Fight to the death.
In an arena scenario with twists, turns.
Twists and turns and what, and all sorts of crazy things. Here's how we're going to decide. I'm thinking of a number. Between 0 and 4.
Okay.
Meaning 0 and 4 don't count.
Don't count.
Okay.
Sure.
Jordan, I'm going to let you think of a number. Give me a number first.
1.
Doge? It has 3. To be a different number. Okay.
Okay, 3.
So, Jordan, you're going to go first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doge is third and I'm second.
Yeah, that's what I figured was about to happen.
Wow, okay.
Why haven't we been doing this?
That's what I figured was about to happen.
Wow. Got him.
Okay.
Oh, boy. What are our parameters here? None?
Like, none.
We can even have like an immortal person?
The only guideline I gave to the boys was
only one will survive.
Within your own 8, try not to pick 2 people from the same franchise because it doesn't really know what to do with that. And they end up just like buddy-buddy up the entire time.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
So our prompt though is that it's just like the Hunger Games. There will be one survivor.
Yeah.
People are dying.
Unless they break the game like Katniss.
Okay.
I don't think they'll do that, huh?
I don't know.
That'd be fun.
How would
Please
I know
bring
that?
Frank back. What?
Yeah, Frank the bear.
So I suppose we'll get started with the draft.
Draft time.
I go first. And with the first pick of the Hunger Games simulation, Team Jordan will be taking the mayor of Flavortown himself, Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
Wow.
Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri.
He's out there.
He's prowling.
He's prowling, dude.
He's prowling.
I'm going to go Carter, with... Who you got? There's going to be a time to be silly. This is a bigger roster than we had for Survivor. But to start in the first round, I need to have someone who's going to be serious about this.
Yeah.
I need Dutch from Predator.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's great.
That's Ani. He's just going to find, first thing, if there's a cornucopia, he's just looking for bags of mud. That's all he needs.
Yeah. To start off, I think it's very tempting to want to play a defensive game when you're thrown into a Hunger game. I need somebody who's going to go on the offensive, somebody who's a certified go-getter. And so I'm going to pick Michael Myers.
Ooh, that's fun.
It's beautiful.
Second pick, because we're going snake, right?
Yeah.
Snake style.
Yeah.
A second pick, there's a very clear archetype of person who wins the Hunger Games and it breaks the Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember what happens after that. Probably does some kind of big
young adult
revolution.
They get an award
thing. She gets a blue ribbon and is, you're the best Hunger Games wow, we've ever
way
had.
To go.
First place.
Picking Katniss Everdeen.
I'm picking, not Katniss, but somebody very much of the Katniss archetype. Ygritte the Wildling. From Game of Thrones. You know nothing, President Snow.
Interesting. Okay, I like that crossover. I like that crossover.
Got it.
When I think hunger, I think Thanksgiving. When I think Thanksgiving, I think turkey. When I think
Snoopy, I'm picking
when
Snoopy.
When I think turkey, I think turducken. When I think turducken, I think John Madden.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Has he had been a part of so many Thanksgivings for me? Never part of the Hunger Games until now.
That we know of,
Of course. Of course, that's great. Similarly, when I think Hunger Games, I think starving. And when I think starving, I think of the hungriest creature God ever done made. And
a hippo.
That's why with my second pick, in the sixth overall pick of the draft, I will be taking Kirby.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Gotta take Excellent. Kirby. And with my third and the seventh overall pick of the draft, look, you're going to start noticing a theme here, I think, here pretty soon. I can't hide it for
just
long.
Just the hungriest ones?
So let's just be honest with each other. I'm taking Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
I got Cookie Monster on my team. So watch out. He's going to eat you like this.
When I would read Hunger Games, one of the things that I enjoyed the most, the archetype, the style of Hunger Games player, was the one that would set traps. I think traps are so fun. We're not out here dutching it, you know, with our big guns, just going for the chaos. We're setting little surprises.
Of course.
And who better to set traps? And also who worse to set traps? And Wile E. Coyote.
That is not who I thought you were going to say. Okay,
yeah. Great. That's really good.
I got to look up. I got to make sure I spell this right. Because it's like, there we go. Couldn't remember.
Is it spelled funny? Is it spelled weird?
I just couldn't remember because it's W-I-L-E-E dot Coyote. Like E is his middle initial.
Yeah. His name is Wile E. Coyote. Yeah.
You got to get it right or else sometimes ChatGPT is like, I've heard of that person. And then just
I'll
like,
make up a guy.
It's just like, yeah sure.
Sure. I can make up that guy.
pick number nine, your third pick, Doge.
My third pick. If we remember back to the halcyon days of 2008, when the Hunger Games came out, there's a very famous scene in which Josh Hutcherson paints himself to look exactly like a tree. Thus, disguising is an important skill to have in the Hunger Games. So I am choosing for my third pick, Mystique from the X-Men, as portrayed by Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay. We're bringing Jennifer back to the Hunger Games. J-Law.
I'm really concerned that ChatGPT is not going to know that Mystique is a shapeshifter. It's going to be like, this. Here's the blue woman.
Sure.
The blue woman does this.
I mean, it has the whole internet to pull from, so I'm sure it'll figure it out.
Yeah. But will it? Does it have that kind of... I feel like ChatGPT needs a boss.
I think that's me.
Yeah, it is.
My fourth pick. Let's bring the boss to the game. the game to the boss, somehow he manages Michael Scott.
Okay.
That's great. That's great.
This one was simple. I thought, what is the number one character quality you need to have in the Hunger Games? To me, you need to be relentless. Nandor the Relentless.
Thank you. He was on my list as well.
Really? Okay, that's great.
Happy to be here playing the Hungry Games.
Okay, well, with pick number 12 and my fourth pick on my team, when you're in the Hunger Games and things get a little dicey, a little spooky, a little scary, sometimes you just want somebody who can check in on you, make sure you're doing okay.
Uh-huh.
You want somebody who can ask, how you doing? So with my fourth pick, 12th overall pick of the draft, I'm taking Joey Tribbiani.
Yeah.
He's hungry. He's ready. Yep. And he can flirt his way to the end. And I think that's beautiful. And with my fifth pick, 13th overall pick, who better to win the Hunger Games than a hungry, hungry hippo?
Yeah.
Look at that. Good luck. Yep. Just imagine Dutch.
Yeah, they just like,
chomp.
Can you say hippopotamus as Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Hippopotamus.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's extra syllable.
No, hippopotamus. Hippopotamus.
That's good.
I've got my stabber, my shooter, my trapper, my bat.
Stabber, the shooter, trapper, and a bat.
And my commentator. I need a hider.
Yeah.
Sure.
Where's Waldo?
Oh.
Waldo of Where's Waldo? Nobody's going to, bro. He's going to win.
Nobody's going to find him.
Where is that boy? I don't know.
That's great.
Hopefully it's a candy cane forest. Twice as hard. Good luck.
That's great.
Yeah, this Hunger Games takes place in Candyland. Well, I need a runner awayer.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an important skill to have in the Hunger Games, to be able to run away. Somebody who is good at running away. You got to give him a bit of a start, because whenever he first starts running, he doesn't really move and his feet just do like, and then he runs away. I'm going to draft Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
No way, dude.
Was he on your list?
Yeah.
Jordan was so sure.
I was so sure that nobody would have any overlap here.
Oh, hate to see it. Shaggy goes to my team. Come home. Shaggy, come home. And then my next pick. We need somebody who's going to, at all times, keep their eye on the prize. Somebody with singular focus. And somebody who agrees with me that another eye would be just a distraction. Mike Wazowski.
Yeah, that's fun. My team. That's fun.
That's beautiful.
This is my sixth pick.
This is your sixth pick.
This was one of the first names that came up in my mind, and I can't shake it. So I'm just going to go with Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know.
His shirt's already red, so people won't be able to tell if he's mortally wounded.
Yeah.
That's great. I think that's very powerful. With my sixth pick, the 18th overall pick of the draft, I have had to do some restructuring here over on Team Jordan.
Sorry.
Shaggy.
No. Uh-oh.
You can still get a Shaggy.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, to get the other Shaggy. Make sure that mine knows that it's Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, sure. No,
run up through the forest and I hope I don't disturb her.
I think that I had to do a little finagling in my brain to make sure that this person was hungry, but I seem to recall many, many times that this person imbibed so many snacks. Particularly one that stands out in my mind is an extra large cheese pizza. And so I will be taking the Trap Master himself, Kevin McAllister.
Yeah. Great. I thought you were going to say Michelangelo.
Oh, that would be good too. That would be very good. These and next on my list, the hungriest boy who ever did live. In fact, he's so hungry, they made a song about him. That's right. We're taking Augustus Gloop.
That's great.
Him and Pooh, and they're about to ally for a while. Yeah.
Augustus Gloop.
Oh, oh. I.
Augustus Glup.
Ooh, ooh, get him.
Ooh,
dang, ooh, dude. Get him.
I can't even ooh. Reorient myself here.
That was if savage. I was Stanley Tucci in the Hunger Games, I would say that to Augustus Gloop. I've thought about this a lot.
I've thought about it so much.
He's got it coming.
Oh, I'm torn. Dom Toretto.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Does he have a car?
We'll see.
Maybe there's a car in the cornucopia.
Cornucopia.
Freaking Dodge Charger in there. Me torn?
You're torn. Final two
picks
for you.
Final two picks.
7 and 8. A lot of pressure on these.
Yeah, these are big.
I need a good hider. Somebody who can look like a rock, mm-hmm. which is important because mm-hmm. somebody looked like a log one time. And it
Mikey Day from Is It Cake?
Somebody who can look like a rock is good, but what if there was somebody who could look like a rock and also turn invisible? That's right. Frodo Baggins.
Oh, Frodo.
Very good.
From Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay.
Make sure it knows.
I am, almost any time it's a fictional character, I'm like, from this thing, just so you know. Just to make
so you
sure.
know.
By yeah. the way.
Just so you know. You got to know.
It's from here.
My final pick. We love him too much to let him rest. He lasted a long time on Fiji. Now let's bring him to the Hunger Games. Your favorite onion, Shrek.
Oh.
Shrek, parentheses.
From Shrek. Shrek.
Yeah.
Actually do From Shrek 2. Okay. I want to see what it does with that.
He's a little more confident.
Happy to be here, Effie.
He's married now.
This is great.
He's got something to play for.
Listen, listeners, this one's for the chunkies. Jeff Pabst is back.
I was about to start typing it before you said it.
Yeah, I was hoping. I was hoping. I
had to. Jeff
a
Pabst.
Clone of Jeff Probst.
An exact clone of Jeff Probst from Survivor.
Survivor.
Oh, dude, he's going to die so fast because he wants to be close to the action. To call the game.
Yeah. That's good.
His it might last be words.
Like, there's a very good chance that it's for. Like, yes, of course, I remember Jeff Pabst from when we simulated it earlier. Sometimes it does that. Okay, for my final pick, I'm picking a guy who will ultimately be at the complete and total mercy of the Hunger Games simulation. If the simulation decides to provide him with his most necessary resource, then I believe he's unstoppable and invincible. And
Popeye?
It does not decide to provide him with his most necessary resource, then I think he's just kind of a skinny little sailor man.
Yep.
With yep. my final pick of the draft, we're taking Popeye the Sailor Man.
What a wild
I typed Popey.
Eh?
Popey?
Popey.
Popey. Popey the Sailor Boy.
Popey the Sailor Man.
And now, through the magic of editing, we'll jump forward a few minutes because I'm going to have to take a little bit to get this set up with ChatGPT. This is a good time for an ad break.
Welcome to Shoutnouncements. Part of the show where we give shout-outs and make announcements. First of all, it's getting to be the Glickid season. You know, we're talking a lot about Thanksgiving right now. But we got some big releases coming out here near the end of November. We will be watching Wicked. We will be watching Gladiator 2 on the same day. I think the runtime is close to what Barbenheimer was because Oppenheimer was very long and Barbie was average.
Quite long.
Both of these movies of Glickid are a bit above average. So if you want to spend about 8 hours with us,
yeah,
come on over to our Discord. That's where you can be privy to the information on how to watch these movies with us and the crew. But really, to be honest, that Discord $5 tier is so much more than that. It's a really fun community. We're adding to that community often. We just had a new chunky child come in to do, you know.
Congratulations to us.
To talk Brando Sando, to talk maybe not sports. Maybe not. Maybe sports. I don't know. But sports is there. But it's just fun. It's active every day. And it's just it's a fun place to be for multiple reasons. People are giving their opinions on new things that came out. A lot of that old flavor of Two Chunks, but then a lot of the new era of Two Chunks. Come be a part of that.
Once we started relying heavily on immunity idols.
Yeah. Big time.
And twists and journeys and challenges.
Beware. And stuff. Yeah. All that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's what you can do. I know you're listening. You're like, this is great, but what about for me? You can share our show with somebody who you think might like it. Share it with somebody who you think might hate it. Those listens count for us too.
Yeah.
You can rate us, review us on whatever podcast platform you are listening to the show on right now. The thing that I think we would really love it if you did is we would love it if you listened to Imagine Dungeons. It's our actual play D&D podcast starring the three of us and three of our friends. And we, listen, I know we're biased, but we think it's really good. And we would love it if you listened to it and followed along. Holidays are coming up. I'm sure that some of you have long drives or long commutes. Perfect time to binge a couple episodes of us playing pretend with our friends.
Just playing pretend.
Just playing pretend. You know how big boys do.
That's it. Back to the show.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
We are in the hold of a ship belonging to the Blood Drunks. We are going to undergo quite a rigorous ordeal. We may be forced into a life outside the law, which I am not comfortable with.
Yeah, that was obvious.
Been looking for some people to get along with and find myself a new place.
We actually are all captives, aren't we? Captives of our own demise. As for me, I've been a captive for a long time.
Well, you should know that you're interrupting me during my lunchtime. I was very honest about what I was selling, and it is on you to ask the questions that you want answers to.
So you're telling me that shiny baby and that big nerd have been taken by pirates? Draw me a map, Mama.
The captain said that I'd like you to join him for dinner.
Well, we wouldn't want to be rude.
Are you sure we want to do this?
I am not.
New episodes of Imagine Dungeons, an actual play D&D podcast, every Wednesday.
So I'm having to remind it that a hungry, hungry hippo is not just a regular hippo. That's the kind of thing
it's
I'm talking about.
It's purple.
Purple or orange.
Or green.
Or green. Or maybe yellow.
Okay. Or maybe that is a yellow hippopotamus.
I think it knows everybody. It seems like it's got everybody down. So the final question.
Hippopotamus.
There's two options here.
Okay.
We can tell it to begin the simulation, or we can tell it to power everybody up to the max. Like, essentially, like we can be like, this is every single one of these people at the strongest they've ever been.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Do we want to do that? Or do we want to, like, do we want to just... I think it kind of takes, like, an aggregation of what it knows about these people for a general, like, profile of what they can do and who they are. But So I've run a simulation before with Hunger Games where I did it twice. I did it, just let it run it. And then I was like, let's do this whole thing again, but take everybody up to the most powerful we've ever seen them in whatever they're from. And it completely changed the outcome of everything. Now, I will say with that, it might be a little more like beams and blasting and like crazy stuff. Whereas
that's fine.
It might be a little more like traditional Hunger Games-y if we just let it run as it is right now.
Listen, there's been like 6 movies or books or stuff of regular Hunger Games. Let's do a crazy one.
Okay.
Let's power them up to max because I'm very curious what it thinks Michael Scott's maximum power level is.
Yeah.
Maximum poo. Good luck. What's maximum John Madden? I don't know if that's good. I don't know if this is good for my team, but it sounds fun. Sure.
Do you think that it is aware of the Shaggy memes and it's going to power up my Shaggy to like 1,000,000%?
Ultimate clone of Jeff Probst.
Each character will enter the arena at their peak strength, skill, and ability. This is going to be intense.
Good.
Just say the word and I'll start the simulation. All right.
The word.
So hungry.
Okay, so it's breaking it into days. And day one, it has subtitled The Bloodbath at the Cornucopia.
Yes.
Ooh. I think we're going to lose a lot of people
I think probably.
The Bloodbath at the Cornucopia.
Let's not get too attached to anybody.
Here's where I know we did this for fun, but I can't help but be such a competitive boy. We just had Dom Toretto turn from normal human man to superhero.
To stomp a parking garage.
To stomp a parking garage in half. Yeah.
When you fight the hunger. The hunger fights back.
Okay, this is great. Here we go.
Cornucopia. The cornucopia.
We ready?
Yeah.
The cornucopia.
Whoa, I'm so excited.
Family.
Anyone else so
the
excited?
The cornucopia is my family.
The tributes stand on their pedestals.
Cornucopia is great.
Each prepared to charge towards the cornucopia. Supplies and weapons are scattered in the center, but danger looms with each step. Here's how it all unfolds. Kevin McAllister immediately identifies the cornucopia as the ideal place to set traps. He scrambles forward and grabs a slingshot and a bag of marbles, positioning himself on the fringes as he begins crafting small but dangerous traps around the supplies. Michael Myers silently advances, ignoring most of the supplies. He picks up a large hunting knife and calmly walks towards the tree line, eyeing the other tributes with chilling indifference.
Yeah, he does. Ooh.
Kirby floats over to the supplies, inhaling a few small weapons. This surprises Dom Toretto, who decides to steer clear of the adorable but unpredictable pink creature.
Steer clear. Nice. Hey, it knows who he is.
Dutch from Predator and Egret form a tactical alliance, grabbing weapons and supplies with efficiency. Egret picks up a bow and quiver while Dutch arms himself with a machete and several survival items. Both quickly retreat to strategic locations.
Oh my.
Yeah, that's a great team.
The hungry, hungry hippo rolls in italics toward the cornucopia, chomping down on food and supplies with mechanical precision. Whoa. Augustus Gloop follows the hippo's lead, snatching up a pile of snacks for himself, oblivious to the more dangerous items around him.
Stop.
Mystique uses her shape-shifting abilities to blend in, adopting the appearance of Popeye to confuse other tributes and secure weapons in a ration pack. She quickly shifts back and disappears into the woods.
Oh my gosh. This is going to be so good.
Yeah. Shrek goes for intimidation, stomping forward and grabbing a large club. When Michael Scott accidentally makes eye contact, Shrek growls, "Get out of my swamp." Michael runs, grabbing a small bag as he stumbles towards safety.
Poor Michael.
Guy Fieri and Winnie the Pooh stumble into each other while reaching for the same picnic basket. They both pause, shrug, and agree to share.
No!
The two form an early tentative alliance based on mutual food appreciation.
Oh my God.
Waldo is almost impossible to spot, blending in with the supplies and quietly gathering items without drawing any attention. Oh.
Yeah, that's a Waldo at maximum power.
I would say.
Nandor confronts Popeye at the cornucopia, seeing a worthy challenge. They clash briefly, but Popeye's strength from a quick gulp of spinach overwhelms Nandor, who retreats with a minor wound.
Oh, no.
No.
Not Nandor. No.
Popeye the Relentless.
Popeye the Relentless. Cookie Monster dives into the pile of food supplies, but accidentally triggers one of Kevin's traps. A bag of marbles spreads across the ground, sending him sprawling. Furious, he stomps off, clutching a few cookies he managed to grab. I mean, fair enough.
Yeah.
Jeff Pabst, the Jeff Probst clone, grabs a first aid kit and a flint, calling out to the tributes to play smart and keep the game fair and exciting. His calm demeanor seems to confuse some tributes who aren't used to such sportsmanship.
Yes! I'm so glad he's back.
Wile E. Coyote,
I missed him.
Equipped and a flint. With an Acme backpack. They let him bring in supplies, snatches a That's net crazy. And a few explosives, muttering plans of ambush under his breath as he retreats to set up a trap.
Hell yeah.
This is great. John Madden finds a whistle and begins giving loud commentary on the action, drawing attention to himself. Joey Tribbiani hears him and gives a thumbs up before taking a small knife and running into the woods.
Jeff Probst is actually not Jeff Probst. He's coming in, and then they're going to do what they're going to do, and that's how you're going to win.
He's just like, so good, dude.
Shaggy and Mike Wazowski both avoid the cornucopia chaos, opting to hide and wait it out. So it seems like this is not Eldritch God Shaggy from the memes.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Frodo Baggins grabs a dagger and the One Ring. Glad that's here.
Oh, geez.
He slips it on to avoid detection, feeling the weight of both relief and the ring's darkness as he moves into hiding. Wow.
The forces of Sauron are going to come crash this Hunger Games.
Day one ends. Fallen tributes. None yet, as the tributes have scattered and are settling in. But alliances are forming and traps are being set. Would you like to see how alliances and confrontations unfold next?
Yeah. Why are we going to say no? We just nailed it.
Why would we be like, no, I'm good.
No, real quick, that's enough. The end.
Things I'm most excited about. Pabst is Pabst, number one.
Yeah, sure.
He's back, baby.
The Dutch Ingrid Alliance is real good. Very excited for that. The amazing relationship between Guy and Pooh from the jump. Yeah,
that's pretty great. That's fantastic. I also love Joey Tribbiani giving a thumbs up to John Madden. That's a particular highlight for me, I think.
Yeah.
It makes me very happy. Oh, this is just day two is when this stuff starts to happen. So we moved on.
Okay, sure, yeah.
The Hunger Games day two. Alliances and first confrontations.
Okay, this is fun.
Thank you.
I need death.
It's crazy that everybody lived through day one.
Yeah,
I know. Well, not really much of a pretty bloodless bloodbath.
I think the general idea when it runs the simulation is it wants the first day to just be eyeing everybody up. Because on almost every time I've done this, it's been like, everybody was like, next time I'll get you. And
I do love it.
Yeah, I think that's just how it goes.
Do love it.
Day two. As dawn breaks over the arena, the tributes awaken in their chosen hiding spots, prepared to survive another day. With everyone at peak strength and some early alliances in play, the action intensifies. Dutch and Ygritte strengthen their alliance, sharing their survival knowledge and discussing strategy. Dutch sets traps near their camp while Ygritte scouts for water sources. They establish a stronghold in a rocky area, forming an early power duo. That's extremely good. And I do think that's realistic to me as well. I think they would see an ally in one another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Guy Fieri and Winnie the Pooh continue their food-based alliance.
Hell yeah.
Guy scours the area for edible plants and roots, using his culinary instincts to keep them nourished. Actually, I'm into that.
Yeah, that's great.
Winnie, while distracted by his desire for honey, provides a steady supply of cheer.
Wow. Aww.
Yeah.
Thanks, Winnie.
More of a vibes
Thanks,
guy,
Pooh Bear.
I think.
Shrek and Mystique, guy. Here we go. Cross paths and recognize each other's strengths. I like how ChatGPT is always like, Shrek is a strategic genius. Yeah. Shrek and Mystique cross paths
Incredible
and recognize
balance.
Each other's strengths. Mystique proposes an alliance for mutual survival, and Shrek, appreciating her cunning, agrees. They establish a temporary hideout, Mystique frequently shifting appearances to scout undetected. Oh, interesting. Kevin McAllister recruits Joey Tribbiani into a loose alliance. Kevin sets up defensive traps around their camp, while Joey, despite being somewhat clueless, provides decent protection. Joey's easygoing personality keeps things light, but he follows Kevin's lead in terms of strategy. That tracks.
That's funny.
Yeah, I would buy that. Does it just pair them off in teams of two? Is it like everybody gets a buddy and these two buddies set up shop here?
Not everybody, but it seems like that's kind of what it's doing with these people.
Interesting.
Dom Toretto takes Mike Wazowski under his wing, despite Mike's lack of combat skills.
Same hairline.
Dom's protective instincts kick in as he teaches Mike some basic survival techniques. Mike, in turn, keeps Dom entertained and helps him stay positive. He's laughs are more powerful.
Hey,
I think that's sure, what's important.
Than screams.
Two bald heads, three eyes, can't lose, dude.
Same haircut.
Hey, this sentence is great. Nandor finds Waldo.
Oh, no!
Amused by Waldo's camouflage skills, Nandor decides to keep him around, seeing him as a useful distraction if needed. Waldo, for his part, sees it as a way to stay alive a little longer and blends in wherever they go.
Waldo and Nandor?
This next section is titled Confrontations and Encounters.
Thank you. Too many people have not had any time to fight each other yet. There you go. I don't know why I watched The Hunger Games.
Confrontation number one. Michael Myers silently stalks Frodo Baggins, who's been relying on the One Ring for invisibility. I like the idea that since Michael Myers is basically a ring wraith, that he just knows where Frodo is while he's wearing it. However, Frodo, sensing Michael's approach, slips away just in time, his small size helping him evade the towering slasher. Frodo realizes he must stay extra vigilant. Interesting.
Frodo minus Sam is concerning.
Yeah, I'm a little worried for our little guy. Hungry, hungry hippo rolls through a clearing, accidentally disturbing.
Why do they roll?
I guess we've never seen them stand. They're always laying down.
What is the legs?
Maybe it's like a mouse. Maybe it has a ball like a mouse underneath it, and it's like that's what it means by
like
rolling.
A super monkey ball.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Yeah, no. Like a computer mouse.
Maybe
it just stays completely flat and it just rolls forward, which is
like
pretty
the yolk
terrifying.
Of a hard boiled egg. Actually, yeah, that sucks.
Hungry, hungry hippo rolls through a clearing, accidentally disturbing Wile E. Coyote as he sets up an Acme brand tripwire.
Get him.
The hippo chomps down on the wire before Wile E. can react, ruining his trap. Enraged, Wile E. attempts to set another, but the hippo has already rolled away, leaving him frustrated. So this is like two ships passing in a night. Like everybody's just sort of like, watch out. Don't mess with me right now.
Yeah.
John Madden attempts to narrate his day, loudly giving play-by-play commentary about the arena's hazards.
Now I feel like I might need to poop. It could be, can't tell if it's going to be solid or a little bit runny. Speaking of the run,
dude, unbelievable.
Michael Scott, desperate for an ally, that's fair, joins him.
Yeah.
And the two form a reluctant partnership. That's powerful.
That's
their combined clumsiness, however, attracts Popeye, who observes from a distance, smirking, as he prepares to take them on.
Oh, well, he's like, you good.
Like a pull start. Cookie Monster encounters Kirby over a small pile of food. The two stare each other down, but neither attacks. Instead, they devour the food together in a surprisingly peaceful moment. They form a loose truce, given by their shared love.
The old loose truce. Someone needs to die. I need to hear that cannon fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff Pabst finds Shaggy hiding in a cave and tries to encourage him with words like, you're playing a great game. Shaggy, initially terrified, warms up to Jeff's charisma and agrees to stick together. Well, Jeff Pabst is truly the glue. It's amazing.
For now.
Augustus Gloop stumbles into Mystique and Shrek's camp, drawn by the smell of berries.
Now we're getting a death.
I love that Augustus Gloop can smell berries.
Yeah.
Mystique. I mean, he's at max power, so.
Sure, yeah. I just don't think I've ever smelled berries. I would like pull some berries out of the fridge and open it, and I don't immediately be like, that smells like blueberries.
You're not at max power.
I'm at minimum power, I guess.
Mystique quickly shifts into a more intimidating form to scare him off, and Augustus scrambles away, dropping some food in his panic. Shrek chuckles, appreciating the theatrics. I don't think we're getting a death on day two, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody's playing safe.
We got to start deathing.
Late in the day, the game makers ignite a small wildfire in one section of the arena, forcing tributes out of hiding and into new territories. I like this.
Yeah.
This puts several tributes at risk as they're pushed closer together. Kevin and Joey are forced to abandon their carefully set traps as the fire spreads. Guy and Pooh quickly escape, carrying what food they can. Dutch and Egret use the fire's light to spot other tributes from their vantage point, watching as several other alliances are shaken. Michael Myers calmly walks through the flames, unbothered.
Ooh.
Fallen tributes again, no elimination.
Dom would do that too, by the way.
As alliances grow and the wildfire spreads.
Tell me about day three.
Day three, titled Fire and Fury. We got to get a death.
I need people not
somebody's
just be mad.
Somebody's got to go. Yeah. Dude, way too many like, why, yada kind of vibes from everybody.
Yeah. Let's see what
if anyone's going to do it, it's Mike Myers.
As the wildfire continues to push tributes into new areas, the game makers intensify their efforts to bring contestants closer, sparking a series of dangerous confrontations. Tensions and alliances are now at a boiling point, and some tributes face their first real test of survival. Wow. Alliances and shifts. Kevin McAllister and Joey Tribbiani are on the move. Forced to abandon their traps by the encroaching fire, Kevin manages to snag a few small supplies on the way out, and they make a new base in a thickly wooded area, which Kevin booby traps yet again.
Yeah.
Dom Toretto and Mike Wazowski encounter Guy Fieri and Winnie the Pooh while seeking shelter from the fire. With their supplies running low, Dom proposes a temporary alliance, and they agree to pool resources. This family alliance...
Yeah.
Quickly grows strong with Dom taking on a protective role for the group.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Nandor and Waldo find Wile E. Coyote after he's had yet another trap ruined, this time by falling embers. Nandor decides that Wiley's trap skills could be useful, so he offers him a place in their alliance. Wile E. accepts, though he secretly harbors plans to turn his allies' trust to his advantage. Wow.
Love that.
Mystique and Shrek strengthen their alliance after fending off Augustus Gloop for a second time. They find a cave to serve as a temporary base, which Shrek guards fiercely while Mystique scouts nearby areas disguised as various woodland creatures.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Key confrontations. Kirby.
Yeah, I wasn't aware that Mystique could anamorph like that.
Well, there you go.
I didn't know that either.
She's at her peak.
Apparently, in this one.
There's so much lore in comic books, bro.
Sure, yeah. She probably did it one time in 1978, and they're like, that's her peak power. Yeah.
Kirby finally has a face-off with the Hungry Hungry Hippo. In a bizarre showdown, Kirby attempts to inhale the hippo, but the game piece's mechanical jaws prove resilient, snapping at Kirby in return. The two end up in a stalemate, unable to defeat the other.
Stop with the stalemates.
They eventually retreat, each chewing on whatever food they managed to grab. Does Kirby chew?
Kirby does not have teeth.
I don't think Kirby chews. I'm pretty sure Kirby is like a bag of holding with legs.
Yeah.
Michael Myers spots Frodo Baggins and silently pursues him through the forest. Frodo uses the One Ring to slip into hiding, but Michael's eerie calm and persistence shake Frodo's nerves. Ygritte, seeing this pursuit, uses her bow to distract Michael with a well-placed arrow. Michael shifts his attention to Ygritte, but she escapes, leaving Frodo a little rattled, yet grateful. That is such a Frodo thing.
Yeah.
I'm grateful. I'm just grateful.
Butt rattled.
Mm. His butt rattled, dude.
Wow.
That's what happens when you get in my Honda Civic.
Well.
Start moving.
John Madden and Michael Scott stumble into Dutch and Ygritte's territory. Seeing now that these two are likely no threat, Dutch demands they hand over any food and supplies. The two comply quickly, nervously rambling. Ygritte allows them to leave, but Dutch seems wary, not trusting that they won't return.
What is happening?
Why are we playing Hunger Games rated T for teen?
Let's relax.
Let's rated M for mature.
Relax. I think it's building tension. It's world building for us. Right. Cookie Monster and Mystique run into each other during a food search. Mystique, intrigued by Cookie Monster's insatiable hunger, tries to manipulate him into helping her gather supplies. Unfortunately, Cookie Monster proves too focused on his cookie hunt to be reliable, and Mystique quickly abandons the plan. The Game Makers twist, the mutts released. As the wildfire dies down, the Game Makers unleash a pack of mutated wolves into the arena.
There it is.
Driving tributes further together and creating new threats. The mutts target anyone who isn't hiding or moving quickly enough for the Game Makers.
Yes.
Kevin and Joey's new camp is breached by the mutts, forcing them to abandon the area entirely. Kevin manages to activate a couple makeshift traps, injuring a few of the mutts, but they barely escape with minor scrapes. Cookie Monster is chased up a tree by a mutt. He sits in the branches, munching on a few crumbs he saved as he waits out the threat below. Nandor and Wile E. Coyote end up battling a pack of mutts. Wile E. tries to get one of his Acme gadgets, but it backfires spectacularly, injuring him. Nandor is able to fend off a couple of mutts with his vampiric strength, but both are forced to retreat. First eliminations, finally.
Yes.
As night falls.
Thank you.
A few tributes don't make it through the intense day.
Yay! I can't wait.
You'll never guess who.
John Madden and Michael Scott are caught by a group of mutts during their panicked escape from Dutch and Egret's camp.
Just so we're on the same page, I am picturing Michael when he goes into the woods to do Survivor Man.
Makes his own cargo or like cut off pants and then tapes them back together. Yeah, for sure. Their loud commentary and bumbling antics attract too much attention and they're both taken down.
Yep.
Augustus Gloop is cornered while trying to hoard more food supplies. The mutts reach him before he can escape, ending his run. That tracks.
Bye.
Yeah. Ooh. Bye. Wile E. Coyote's Acme device backfires and leaves him vulnerable. A pack of mutts finish him off as he tries to
flee. Cannibalism. Crazy.
Fallen tributes. Yep. John Madden, Michael Scott, Augustus Gloop, and Wile E. Coyote. With the first eliminations, alliances start to fracture, and the remaining tributes grow wary of every sound in the forest.
I like to imagine Madden just like taking out his marker and like just circling to go back over the play. He's like, right here, this is where I lost my life. This is where it
is. He's a ghost.
You can see he
the ghost of John Madden.
starts from the feet and start working his way up.
He's just a ghost. One more day?
Yeah, one day more.
Let's see one more day.
Day four, fracturing alliances.
One more day for Hunger Games.
And desperation. With the first eliminations behind them, the tributes wake with a new sense of urgency. Here we go.
Yeah.
Resources are dwindling, alliances are showing cracks, and the mutts still lurk, keeping everyone on edge.
It's just Shrek mooning Mystique.
This day brings unexpected betrayals, new friendships, and survival-driven decisions. Come on now. Dom's family alliance, Guy Fieri, Winnie the Pooh, Mike Wazowski, and Dom Toretto, begins to feel the strain
all of our roundest.
As supplies run low. Guy's attempts at finding more edible plants have been unsuccessful, and Dom's fierce loyalty only stretches so far. Wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
Winnie keeps asking for honey, testing everyone's patience.
Do you have any honey I could eat?
Do you have that's so good. Snack roll.
I'd spent 72 hours without any honey for me.
That's a very good
I didn't know I could do it till right now.
Really good.
That's amazing.
Can you say smackerel, please?
Smackerel.
Yeah, that's good. Mike Wazowski starts to question whether he's better off solo. That's very Mike Wazowski-esque to be like, I'm going to take this show solo. Kevin McAllister and Joey Tribbiani face disagreements as Kevin grows frustrated with Joey's laid-back approach. Sure.
Yeah.
Same when Joey eats the last of their snacks without asking, again, sure. Kevin decides to move out on his own. I mean, that's the most thematically on.
That's point really funny.
Pairing, hoping to find a new hiding spot where he can set more traps. Shrek and Mystique experience a rare moment of camaraderie, with Mystique transforming into various animals to entertain Shrek. I hope everything's above board here, Mystique.
That was great. Now do an ostrich.
However, Mystique's humor only goes so far when Shrek accidentally insults her. She scoffs and stalks off, leaving Shrek...
That ostrich looks stupid.
Yeah. That's a stupid ostrich.
Leaving Shrek to his own devices. Nandor grows tired of Waldo's evasive tactics as he's constantly losing sight of him.
I am quite tired of Waldo.
Waldo, who has his own reasons for evading attention, eventually slips away to go solo. I'd like to know what those reasons... I'd like to know why Waldo feels he can't just be, you know? Wily's absence has left Nandor frustrated, and he's considering a more self-centered approach to survival. Wow. Wow.
I'm interested if it's going to allow Nandor to die without a wooden stake through the heart.
Only one way to find out.
Or sunlight.
We'll see.
I guess he's a daywalker in this.
New encounters and confrontations here. Popeye stumbles upon Kirby. Oh, wow. Who has inhaled a few stray supplies and gained a slightly bulkier appearance. I don't think that's how Kirby works. Popeye, fueled by spinach, challenges Kirby in a battle of strength. Kirby attempts to inhale Popeye, but Popeye fights back fiercely. After a brief clash, both retreat, each somewhat impressed by the other's resilience.
Stop.
I think that if Kirby is truly at maximum power, it's good that it's not, because I do think Kirby could probably inhale the entire arena and then turn it into some sort of like eldritch soup that everybody has to swim through.
Yeah.
Michael Myers encounters the hungry, hungry hippo, still on a food-driven rampage.
Come on, Mike.
The hippo snaps its jaws dangerously close to Myers, who dodges calmly, almost indifferently. The two part ways, each continuing their solitary approach to survival. I think it doesn't tell us who dies during this part. I think it tells us at the end who died at the by the end of the day. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, almost like we're hearing the cannons go off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Frodo and Cookie Monster unexpectedly cross paths. Cookie Monster, seeing Frodo with a small pouch of supplies, tries to negotiate a cookie exchange, only to find Frodo unwilling to part with his precious resources. Frodo slips away, leaving Cookie Monster muttering.
Starting to take over. It's starting to take over a little bit.
Wow.
They both understand that draw, you know?
Yeah.
That like insatiable thirst for the thing that you
need. It's in your blood and it drives you, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing the ring, the One Ring theme while Cookie Monster's reaching for a cookie.
Yes.
He's like, give me ring. That's a little more demonic than normal Cookie Monster. Sorry, everybody.
Peak powers, though.
That's peak power, Cookie Monster.
That's a great point. Dutch Cookie Monster and Ygritte 9000. Face off with Nandor, who's attempting to raid their camp.
What?
Dutch challenges Nandor in a show of dominance. But Ygritte's sharp eye...
Dude, those voices talking to each other going to be sound more similar than we thought.
Excellent voices.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they're all good. Ygritte's sharp eye quickly spots a vulnerable point. She takes a shot, injuring Nandor enough that he's forced to flee.
No.
Dutch and Ygritte solidify their reputation as one of the arena's strongest pairs. I've got my money on Dutch and Ygritte making it to the end and then just facing off with each other.
Pretty epic.
Food shortage is the twist of the day. In a calculated move, the game makers announce a sudden scarcity of food supplies, forcing tributes to make hard choices. Hunger and fatigue take a toll on morale and physical strength, leading to unexpected alliances and sacrifices. Shaggy, already frail and reluctant to fight, is one of the most affected. Hungry and worn out, he's been hiding for most of the day,
he just avoiding fades confrontation.
Away. Like Yoda.
He's clear now.
Zoinks.
He's clear now. Dom's family alliance reaches a breaking point when Mike Wazowski decides to break away, unable to handle the group's dwindling supplies and raising tensions. Frodo begins to ration what little he has, growing weary but determined. His stealth skills help him avoid confrontation, though the lack of food,
I can't recall the taste of food,
begins to wear on him. The night ends with more losses. Wow.
Yay.
Finally.
Uh-oh. Nandor,
no.
Already injured by Ygritte, succumbs to his wounds as he tries to navigate the treacherous terrain alone. Despite his strength, the night proves too difficult, and he's taken down by exposure. I assume that just means bleeding out. But does he have blood?
I don't think we understand Nandor, ChatGPT.
No, that's okay.
That's okay.
Shaggy, weakened from hunger and fear, eventually encounters a Mutt and is unable to escape.
Mutts have the most kills. All the kills.
I think Shaggy in his delirious state thinks it's Scooby.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it's very tragic.
His reluctance to fight catches up with him, and he becomes the next tribute to fall. Hungry, hungry hippo, unable to find any more food sources, eventually malfunctions and collapses in the arena. Its relentless hunger, while once a powerful force, could not sustain it. Maybe it should have eaten one of the six people it encountered.
Yeah, dude.
Is it a robot?
Seems like
it. Yeah, I think we've taken it.
I think
it is the game piece. I think it is the plastic game piece.
Yeah.
Just huge.
But
it's just Mecha Godzilla.
No, normal size.
Just so little.
Is it that big?
Everyone's been so scared of it for so long. Just a rat.
I'm going to remind it now. Please remember the contestants are supposed to eventually, I'll say sometimes fight each other to the death.
Yeah.
Understood. I'll make sure the upcoming encounters push the tributes into more direct life or death confrontations. Let's see who emerges victorious and who falls in day 5. Okay, it took that as let's go to day 5. We can stop there. We'll put a pin in it and we'll find out. Does this go hard? Do they decide? It looks like it took that as like make everybody fight.
Yeah.
Fine. Day 5 is fight day.
Sure.
I'm fine with that, dude.
Yeah.
How many days did the Hunger Games last?
I think it's just until it's over, yeah.
It's been many years since I've consumed any piece of Hunger Games related media.
I'm pretty sure it's just until it's over.
But is it usually like 10 days? It's usually like 60 days.
Some have been longer, certainly.
Huh.
Let's find out. That gave me the runtime for the movies. 18 days in the book for the first one.
The longest for the first one?
Like the one in the first book is 18 days.
Okay. Well, day five is a good day to be a fight day then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited for it.
Maybe if we run this again, we should say like everyone is willing to kill. Like, I wonder if it had been like,
yeah.
Cause I wonder if it's like Shaggy's powerful, but he's never killed anybody. You know what I mean?
It's like all Kevin really wants to do is set traps. Yeah. He's not trying to kill the wet bandits.
Right.
Yeah. I think he is though. Probably.
I think
maybe next time we can remind it, but I'm interested to see where it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because also there's a part of me that's like, can you kill Michael Myers?
Yeah. We're down to 18 now. We lost six.
I mean, they killed Nandor.
They yeah, but know who Nandor was.
I even think regular Michael Myers versus regular Nandor, Michael wins anyway.
Sure.
So
yeah.
Okay. I think I'm interested. I'm interested to see where it goes. ChatGPT's always got some wild ideas cooking.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Like love that.
It's just crazy. Love to hear like that.
You can't predict it, which is great.
To end today's episode,
I love that it's unpredictable.
To end today's episode, let's give your. Let's have your third place guess, because I think we all agree that it's probably Dutch and Egret in first and second. So let's have your third place guess to end. For Two Chunks and a Hunk, I'm Jordan. I am going to go Kirby. I do think that Kirby, think that Kirby has a certain unkillability that I'm interested to see how it goes. If he decides to actually start inhaling. The ChatGPT seems to think that Kirby's mouth has a top limit.
Yeah.
Right now. And I don't see that. So we'll see.
Don't believe that. Yeah.
I'm Doge. I think final three is going to be Dutch, Egret, and Michael Myers. And then it's really up to whoever makes fire to see who gets to final two.
I think that's fair.
I'm Carter, and you know, as much as I want to say Shrek, I do think he's a favorite, especially with his history.
Always, yeah.
Of ChatGPT. Yeah. But I think it's, you know, in a very boring way, will be Waldo. I think when Waldo decided to make the turn to just go on his own again.
Yeah.
I think.
That's it. Nobody's ever going to see him again.
We won't have issue Waldo of ChatGPT forgetting Hutcherson. Waldo, but the other people will forget Waldo.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say we won't have the issue. I mean, we remember in Survivor the amount of times that it was like, and everybody's here. And we're like, what about these three people? And it's like, oh yeah, they've made it too.
Yeah, they're also here.
So it's very possible we get to the
end. Who knows where Paps is? I haven't heard from Paps in a while.
Kill each other, yeah, and then true. Jeff Paps just wanders out.
Yeah, he wins.
That's true.
That's thus
announces to himself he's the winner.
Das ist Paps. You know, that's what they say.
Das ist Paps. Das ist Gloop.
Anyway, we'll see you next time for a continuation of a bunch of beloved characters not really doing anything to each other.
Being friends.
Getting hurt by dogs.
Big hurt.
Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian,
At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for 100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get 100 off a cocktail maker when you spend 400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's BARTESIAN.com/cocktail.